Welcome to Transform Now, the podcast brought to you by robotic process automation pioneer SS&C Blue Prism. Digital transformation has the potential to reshape the way companies service their customers, engage their employees, and manage their operations. Whether you're looking to develop strategies, tactics, or best practices to positively impact the future of work, or you're curious to see how other companies have successfully navigated their digital transformation programs, then this podcast is for you. We're here to help you transform now.
Hello, everyone. I'm Brad Hairston with SS&C Blue Prism. Welcome to the Transform Now podcast. Today, I'm thrilled to have a Blue Prism customer joining me today, all the way from the beautiful city of Copenhagen, Denmark. Nina Winter Jensen, head of business process management at New Day. That's N-U-U-D-A-Y, New Day, which is part of the TDC holding company, the largest telecommunications company in Denmark. Welcome, Nina. Why don't you start us off by telling us a little bit more about yourself?
Yes, and thank you for having me. As you said, my name is Nina, and I'm head of business process management. New Day is the largest telco in Denmark, and we have a lot of different brands in B2B and B2C, and we are providing all products related to telephony, broadband, and TV. So it's a pretty diverse and big business. I have been in New Day for the last 16 years. I have been working mainly within different finance areas and IT. And for the last 5 years, I've been head of business process management, which is our automation team as well.
Excellent. I love the fact that automation belongs under the business process management area. That's such a great place for it.
Yes.
Nina, it's great to have you here. I appreciate you joining us. Why don't you start us off by talking about New Day's automation journey? I would love to hear just how it began and how it's evolved over time.
Yes, I think actually we started as a lot of other companies back in 2016 or 17. Mm-hmm. People started looking into this RPA technology, wondering what can we do with that. And before it started with people acquiring different licenses from different companies, the company said, okay, we are going with Blue Prism. And they founded this business process management team. Mm-hmm. And we have been working with Blue Prism as our APA tool ever since. So initially, it was quite a small team. We had two developers, one business analyst, something like that, a very small team. And it was more like a sandbox environment where you could try things out. It was okay if you didn't succeed. Mm-hmm. So we started out quite soft, you might mm-hmm. say. Mm-hmm. But then after a while, the top management thought to themselves, we have this team, why don't we try and speed things up a little? So we decided to ramp up a lot. We hired some more people and started to work more aggressively, you might say, in building new processes.
That's interesting, the sandbox approach. So what was the trigger that helped your company and your team decide that y'all wanted to ramp it up and really grow this capability? What caused that to happen?
Yeah, I think it was also a mix of having the right capabilities, because initially it was people who had no prior background within IT who were mm-hmm. employed. So when we ramped up, I said I wanted to have people who were perhaps more tech savvy with an IT mm-hmm. background, and also people who had knowledge of how to handle large amounts of data. So right. We started really getting some RPA knowledge in-house.
Mm-hmm. Got it. And with your company being in the telco industry, is automation considered a critical capability in order to grow and remain competitive and innovative, yeah. that type of thing?
Yeah, I definitely think so. As you might know, Denmark is one of the most digitized countries in the world. Mm-hmm. So we also have a strategy as a company of being truly digital. So it's a natural step for us to lean into this new technology.
Is it?
And the telco industry in Denmark is very competitive. So we have to look towards new technologies in order to see how we can free up some time and reduce cost in that way. So it's definitely been an interesting journey. And I think most telcos in Denmark are looking at this.
So Nina, how many different processes or tasks has your team automated to date?
We have automated roughly 600 or 700 tasks, but they are bundled in 260 robots. So we don't have like 700 very small robots. We have been very keen on unbundling similar tasks. For example, we're based in finance, so we had a lot of small finance tasks. So we have different reconciliation tasks. They're all different, but there are some similarities. So we have made a reconciliation solution. So maybe 20 different reconciliation tasks are bundled into one robot. So that's usually how we work. So if we have something that looks similar, it might be the input data or the output or something in the middle that is similar, we try to bundle it.
And you mentioned that you exist within finance, or that's where the automation really began. Have you extended out into other functional areas across the New Day?
Actually, we have had so much to do in finance, so we almost haven't, but we have worked a little with the HR and our salary department as well. But it's mainly back office task we have been looking at.
Okay. And how do you measure benefits? Could you talk about that?
I hear a lot of other companies that talk about KPIs and giving hours back to business. And we're very free to look at the areas we want to look at. We have a lot of autonomy. So that's really motivating for us.
Yeah.
So that has been really a great way for us to work. Initially, when we started, I remember someone said that the task had to be bigger than 0.2 or 0.3 FTEs before even looking at it. And we don't have that big task. There's so many big tasks. So most of our tasks are very, very small. So if we had to sort of set a lower bar on which task to look at, we wouldn't be able to find any tasks. So we have just had another approach saying instead of doing the big stuff, we're just doing a lot of the small stuff. So that's a different approach. And you might say, how do we then see the results? One of the things we have done is simply automating everything in one department. 100% automate everything, the smaller task and the bigger task. Another thing we have done is usually when we start in a new area, we have workshops with the employees. We interview the employees. We try to understand what are they working with. And then I think other companies would usually pick the biggest task where the most automation potential is. But what we have seen is that when you start working on a huge project with people who have never done automation before, first of all, they get really impatient because they want to see results very fast, and you cannot deliver that. And then the risk of not succeeding is much higher if you do a complicated or complex project. So we usually start off with something very simple, very small that we can deliver right away. And they very fast get used to, okay, they're working like this. Oh, hypercare. Now we have tried hypercare and we have tried testing and we have tried the whole process. And once they get familiar with that through automating some small task, we start working towards something more complicated. Because usually sometimes they're also a bit afraid of it in the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, what is this new thing? What can they do? So usually they relax a bit after they have seen that we can actually make it work. Start small and ramp up instead of finding those super FTE high complex projects.
That's really fascinating. You're delivering value, you're getting results, whether or not you're putting metrics and things like that against them, but clearly value is being recognized and supported by your leadership. Otherwise, you wouldn't be continually growing and investing in this area. That's really interesting. Could you talk about how your automation team is structured? Talk about the types of resources you have.
Yeah, we're sort of a team who has all the capabilities ourselves. We're working together very closely. So we have three developers. We have one guy working with the daily maintenance, doing small changes, overseeing the operations. And then we have one guy working with the infrastructure. So that's like the developer or the technical team. And then we have the business analysts who are having workshops, making awareness, documenting new processes, stuff like that. And then we have some system consultants also. So we have the infrastructure, we have the maintenance, we have the developers, we have the business analysts, and we all see each other every day at the office or through Teams. So there's lots of knowledge sharing and collaboration all the time.
Awesome. Does your team develop automation talent yourselves, or do you hire it externally?
Most are hired externally, but we also have someone internally. We're actually a very good mix, and that has been really a good thing because we have people who have a lot of business insights. They have been here for many, many years. And then we have some younger people with more like a technical background right out of the university. So having that sort of legacy knowledge combined with the new technology has been really good. We also sit in different locations. We have different gender, different ages. So that is working very well to have the high diversity in the team.
Yeah, that's a great mix for an automation team for sure. Well, one of the most impactful automation successes at New Day, and there's been a case study documented on it and published by Blue Prism, involved bringing an outsourced operation in-house through the help of digital labor. Could you share the details of that story?
Yes, it was a very special journey. Back in 2011, New Day decided to outsource most of its finance function to a BPO partner. And that was how we were working. We had some people in Denmark. We had some people with our outsourcing partner. It was like that for many years. But when we started automating tasks, we also looked towards that outsourcing setup because all of their tasks were more simple and they were also documented. So it was actually quite straightforward to take some of the documentation we had on those tasks and starting to develop those. So it took 4 years and we automated everything. All, I think we had like 500 tasks with our BPO partner. Everything was brought back home and completely redesigned and developed into robots. And there were actually quite a few benefits about that because for the 10 years, all the tasks had been away from home, as you might say. They hadn't done any continuous improvement. And we had also sort of lost the knowledge of those tasks. So we weren't able to perform those tasks anymore. And some of the tasks were done where a coworker in Denmark was doing part of the task and another in our outsourcing partner was doing the first or the last part of the task. So we didn't have an end-to-end flow. So not only did we regain complete control and knowledge of all tasks, we also had the end-to-end knowledge of the task after that. So for the employees, I think it was a very interesting journey.
That's really amazing. So many companies talk about that, about this idea of digital insourcing, bringing outsourced operations back in, but very few have done it to the degree that New Day has. That's really impressive. Yeah. Has the success of this project impacted your company's view toward outsourcing in general?
In some ways it has. I mean, here in finance, we are definitely, hopefully, not outsourcing anytime in the future because we have seen the benefits of having those tasks in-house. And I also think, especially the part about the continuous improvement, where that does not happen when you put the task outside. So, and the whole generative AI technology lurking ahead, I think we'll be able to apply that technology and create even more improvements if we have it in-house. So hopefully we'll be able to do that.
Yeah. That's just really a great story. Can you share some other automation success stories that demonstrate the value your team is delivering at New Day?
Yeah, we have a lot of very good cases, but I think one in particular is a very good case with our registration of payments. We have a lot of customers and we have a lot of different IT system handling the invoices from the customers.
Right.
So we had 20 sort of larger processes related to the allocation and registration of payments that were not settled automatically in our invoice flow. So it was a very manual process. So for each of these different systems, we had an account where these non-settled invoices would be placed. And then a person would go into that account and see, okay, what do we have here? And make all sorts of manual checks to identify the customer and try to figure out which invoice were they trying to pay. And then they had to move on to the next system and do the same thing. So one thing we did was to gather all the unsettled payments, move it into a whole new system, and sort of building just one engine to look through all of these. So instead of building a complex algorithm, we just looked at where was this payment placed the last time this customer tried to pay, and then we did the same. It's a very simple for machine learning, like, what did we do the last time? Let's do it again. And it actually worked. So it has been working very well.
Yeah. So Nina, perhaps you could talk about what the critical success factors have been that have enabled your program to be so successful. I've heard you mention several things that seem to fit into that category, but what would you highlight as the most important critical success factors?
Yeah, I think there are different things, but definitely having a, I wouldn't say 100%, but 99% stable operations is definitely a key success factor when you're working in finance.
Right.
We have a lot of processes around month-end closure, and that's usually where you have a task that needs to be performed at 4 o'clock, another task needs to be performed at 1 hour later. So everything has to run very smoothly, and they actually are. So again, that's back to having the infrastructure knowledge inside of the team. So we are able to push things, push the right buttons if something is not going as it should, but usually it is. So that's one thing, having very stable operations. And then I think our other key success factor is back to the great autonomy that we have in the department. So I have seen other areas where they have like a checklist or an operating model. We also have a checklist and an operating model, but we also really encourage people to go outside of the checklist if something doesn't feel right. So for instance, if you have like you're starting as a business analyst looking in a new department, maybe the first thing on your checklist is to have a kickoff meeting or workshop with that department. If you, during that workshop, sort of get the feeling that they don't understand it, they're not asking any questions, or they're asking the same question again and again, or they don't look like they're into it, then it's not a success and you cannot check it off your checklist. Then you have to do something else. So for all our processes, I encourage people to have like a checklist, but also to really feel if we are on the right path using this checklist. Otherwise, they should do something different.
Right, right. That sounds like a really, some really good change management thinking there in the
Yeah, because they are all very different. And some people know a little bit of RPA. Some of them don't know anything about RPA. Some people think they know about RPA, but they don't. So you have to be able to grasp everything and get this sense during the meeting. How are we feeling here? We had a workshop once where there were no questions. One at the meeting said, that must be a huge success. They must have understood everything. And It was a complete disaster because they didn't understand anything. So complete silence is definitely not a success.
Yeah, that's a very good piece of advice for sure.
Yeah.
So Nina, where do you expect your automation program to go from here?
We are actually just starting to look towards some new areas, what we call the business finance part. We have automated a lot in accounting, like traditional accounting.
Yep.
So we are looking to the other parts of finance, which is where they are doing all the analysis, the controlling, the reporting.
Mm-hmm.
It's also including security, legal, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's some different task. And I think also with the whole emerging AI things happening very rapidly at the moment, I think we'll try to combine those things. So we have to learn this new area, learn the task and everything they're doing, and then combine it with the new technology. Here in New Day, we have our own internal chat GPT. There are definitely some possibilities with that. And that's like the first version of the New Day chat GPT. And I'm thinking, how can we train the next version to be able to make legal documents, making annual statements, stuff like that.
Interesting.
So that's a very creative process.
Yeah, absolutely. And in addition to the generative AI skills that you're talking about, has your team considered getting into other areas like process mining and that type of thing? I wanted to ask, since you're in the business process management area, that's obviously a technology that's leveraged a lot in teams like that.
Yeah. I think we have tried taking steps towards it several times, but somehow the complexity of it, maybe also a little bit the cost of it, and we simply do not have the skills internally at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We have a very fragmented and huge landscape. So the whole integration part with all the different systems, it's a big task, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But we have definitely looked at it.
Yeah. Within your team, do you have Lean Six Sigma skills, that type of thing, or are you leveraging
other? Yeah, we have a little bit of that as well.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, Nina, this has been really a lot of fun talking to you and hearing about the automation program there at New Day. You've obviously had some great success and really kind of embedded it in the culture of your company. I can tell just from the way you approach it and the reception to it that it's definitely a key part of your company's success and growth. So thank you so much for being with me and sharing your thoughts. And I wish you the very best.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for having me.
Thanks for tuning in to Transform Now. For more insightful discussions on digital transformation and more, check out our podcast channel where you'll find all of our previous episodes. And to make sure you never miss an episode, subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast player. And if you like what you've heard, please leave us a review. For more information about digital transformation and the future of work, check out blueprism.com to learn how SS&C Blue Prism's digital workforce is enabling enterprise transformation now.